This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Random Order Show, episode 138, man. Boy, Jermaine Richards, man, I had no choice. Amen. We got Trevon Richards in the building. B-Baby Trey, locked in, man.
Locked in.
Man, give me a little baby
hit
sound.
That one for me right there.
What's a ball up a big head?
All day, man. Of course, we got my man, Shelton Sebastian, in the building, locked in.
Yes, sir.
Ah, jeez.
What's good, what's good?
Of course, man, we got the young legend in the building. Look out for him, man. He's blowing up at 50.
Yeah.
My man, Hassan Fields, man.
Nobody touches this mic ever again, man.
Very swell episode on our hands, people. I must say, we talked about many cutting-edge topics.
Yeah.
Having malaria.
Being cheeks out mode at a hospital.
We learned a new way to say aluminum. Adults with lunchboxes. Bologna sandwiches. Mm-hmm. Losing your shorty at an R&B concert. And of course, man, that time a baby opened up a doctor's office.
Listen, man, I need y'all to go on and drop a 5-star review. Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Let the people know why you rock with the RO Show. Amen. RandomOrder.org. Merched up. We all out there in Discord link. All the fun stuff, man. We got some red hot shit coming to that website. Amen. Enjoy this episode.
What's a ball up for big head?
Yo. We got another major episode, man.
Oh, man.
This one might be a little bit confusing for the people at home. I'm gonna say we look like triplets, man. I'm gonna go there, man. I'm not gonna lie, man.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie, man.
I'm not in red.
This is Trey.
I moved over here for a reason.
Yeah. Keep your distance.
Yeah. We gotta do background checks on people we bring on, because I didn't know you were a 6+. He's off my space like this. Jordan's over here. I'm not wearing white. Go ahead, give me a
shot. We got my man Hassan Fields in the building.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, man.
Comedian in the building, going hard, standing up, getting down. Yes, sir. Just wrapped up a tour. Where is Hassan Fields?
Yes.
He's here. Right,
and I'm here right now, man.
Yeah, man.
I was in Vancouver. One of these videos my boy made on TikTok went viral of me. It was like the Friends with Benefits thing. I was just chilling at the beach. Me and my boys were just big chilling. Niggas were balling up and having a good time. And then a couple girls came up to us and they were like, oh my God, are you that guy? And I was like, yeah. I'm like, I'm him, you know? Like, I don't know who, but I'm like, I'm him, man. Take me there. And they're like, yeah, man, can we take a picture with you? I said, for sure, no problem. I had no idea what the picture was for, but I said, yeah, man. We took it, flicked it up. And as they're walking away, I heard their homegirl go, she goes, who is that? And the girl goes, that's Trey from 4Y'all Entertainment, man. My dogs were calling me 4Less Entertainment in the group chat for the longest time, man.
How tall are you, man?
I'm about like 6'3".
Did you add one on that? Or?
Nah, I usually add 6'4".
Right, okay.
But 6'3" is like, that's base rate. I'm doing too much if I say 6'4".
Right.
Somebody called you up for that once upon a time?
Yeah, but like I'm already 6'3", so like.
6'4" got expectations. You tell a nigga you 6'4".
Yeah.
Hey, you play ball? You who?
What you trying to run with?
Cause you be trying to add.
I'm glad you brought that up.
I'm about 6'3".
Uh-huh.
Mm. I don't like the way you look at me, brother. Like, I'm not telling the truth. This is my shit, man. I'm 6'5". Now, I went to get my license updated. They're looking at my little 183 centimeters, whatever it says. She's like, oh, you got to update this. You're 6'3". I said, oh, for sure. But
like, I usually go lower.
No. Why would you do that?
You got to round up.
Because I'm okay with mine. I'm all right. I'm not insecure about it. I'm not short. I'm just not tall.
Nah, man. It's not about that.
What is it about, brother?
Because I can go 6'3 when I'm pushing it.
Right.
But like, I'm a solid 6'2. But I just made 6'3. So that's like you're 6'4. Mm-hmm. So on a good day and some shoes, I'll be like, all right, I'm 6'3.
Good shoes.
It's nice hanging around these guys, taking pictures with these guys, because people think I'm very short. And they meet me and I'm not that short. Like, I'm not super tall, but they be like, oh, you're not that short. I know. I'd rather that than like you think I'm taller than I am. You meet me and you're like, oof.
Yeah,
you know,
I feel that.
Saying? I'm okay with that.
You never want to be at a height where nobody just talks about your height at all. Just the normal guy. Like,
right.
Yeah, no.
But what height is that? What number?
Yeah, I'm saying, how tall are you?
I'm about 5'10".
People call you tall?
No, I wouldn't say
people
that.
People call you short?
They don't call me short either. They think I'm shorter than I am.
They don't call you nothing.
They don't call me nothing. They be like, oh, you're not that short. You're not. I feel like I'm average.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like 6'5 or 6'4 is not like an average height. Hope you guys. Yes, yeah, should I wear?
Yeah, no.
I don't know. Like, do y'all? I mean, I guess it's normal to you, but do you realize, like, hey, I am of a taller human?
Oh no,
I'm
there.
Yeah, okay, cool. Yeah, okay. Bad. Yeah.
Standard human, real talk. 5'8". Pandemic poppy.
Yeah, I don't really be on Twitter, but when I was on Twitter during the pandemic, and I said, you know what, I'm gonna be Pandemic Poppy.
It got a good ring to it.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Pandemic's over though, so no longer Poppy
for some people.
Wait, what you mean?
Some people is still very much
Corona world.
Yeah, it's still very much active.
Yeah, someone told me they got it like last week.
Did you tell them you got
it?
Stop. I thought y'all connected. Stop. I had COVID, man. Yeah, you got COVID hella late, man.
Yeah.
Very late to the party.
Yeah.
3 years in.
They still test for it?
I was confused. I was confused, bro. I was looking at the positive test. I was like, wait, how?
What do you mean by this?
What a positive.
They did the nostril thing still?
I had to do it. Now it's just like, they'll leave you. Like, you got COVID and you're on your own. Back then, they're like, oh my God, you have COVID. Come on, help you. Yeah. Now it's just like, figure it out, brother, man. Don't go outside. You know the rules. But come on, man.
Yeah. So you self-nostriled?
Self-nostriled.
I always rather that, though. The way they just be digging in without a care, they just be...
Yeah,
you know what I mean. I gotta,
but when you self nostril, do you hold, you don't hold back a little bit?
I do it against the wall so I can't go anywhere.
Nigga just
So you got COVID yesterday?
No, I never had COVID.
Oh no,
what's up,
I had malaria though.
Whoa.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Congrats,
I think I'd rather the vid, man.
Yeah.
I'd rather some sneezes.
Wait,
man.
What is malaria?
Malaria is like a mosquito that bites you, I'm pretty sure, and then you're cooked.
Damn.
Yeah, it's like COVID in 4K, man.
Yeah, so it's like fever and shit, like symptoms and shit?
Bro, I lost 20 pounds in like 2 weeks.
Damn.
No way.
I'm telling you, capitalists, if you guys are listening, bottle that shit up, man.
Yeah.
Next one.
I was about to say, man, because sometimes you get a little sickness, and I'm like, I lost a little 20.
Yeah, I'm like, you digging the figure and shit?
Yeah.
Just looking a little chiseled and shit.
I lost a little 15,
it's
kind of
beneficial. Yeah. So how do you just wait it out or what?
Bro, and the worst part, I didn't even know I had COVID. I didn't even know it was malaria. Whoa.
Hey. Check this nigga nostrils. Give him a test.
Throw me against the wall. I didn't even know it was COVID.
Right.
I didn't.
Yeah, I don't know.
Are you kidding? Right? You're negative right now.
I'm negative.
Really doesn't want to say he had COVID. Yeah, I got nigga. West now, nigga. It wasn't COVID.
What do you have?
It was malaria.
Malaria. Yeah. It was the M.
Mm-hmm. I had no idea what malaria was.
For sure. Yeah. I would be confused. I'll probably tell people I had the vid.
Mm-hmm.
Just to, you know, make it make a little more sense to me and
it
them.
It sounds deadly. It sounds like malaria. You get a pamphlet and it's like full of bad news.
I thought it was something that you could just cure for no, like it was easy. I thought it was COVID the whole time I was in the hospital. The ward nurse, she was like, it turns out you have a malaria. And I was just like, yes.
Wait a minute.
Not COVID.
Wait a minute. So according to Google, malaria is a disease caused by a parasite. Mosquitoes spread the parasite to people when they bite them. Malaria symptoms usually appear within 7 to 30 days, but can take up to 1 year to develop.
Yeah, man, that shit caught up to me, man.
That's crazy. You might have caught that shit last year, and it's like,
man, I've been at the crib the whole time.
I was in Sudan, just big chilling.
Okay, now that makes sense.
Okay, so you're leaving shit out, bro.
Yeah, my bad.
You're leaving details out now, bro.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it wasn't
that
like
makes
a
sense.
Mosquito from Scarborough that
got it.
I was wondering, my next question was, those mosquitoes are making that trek over from...
Because they're not here, right? Like, now they're coming back now with spring.
You'll be surprised what kind of mosquito will just go into your luggage and then come out here in Scarborough. Airs and then breathe.
Where so, malaria?
Yeah. Wow.
Africa,
wow.
South Asia, parts of Central, South America.
Yeah, I don't fuck with bugs, man.
So how long was you out? But
I was in a gulag for like. Yeah, my POV was mad blurry.
Can't stand up.
I was in there for like a week and a half.
Wow, in the hospital. Week.
Yeah, man, they give you like. The malaria medication, they have to give it to you in like 16-hour intervals.
Mm.
So 16 hours on, 16 hours off, and just like, it's just there in the IV, just going.
Nice. Doop, just slowly.
Doop. Yeah.
Nah, you gotta boost it all into me one time, man. Not no doop, doop, doop for a week, man. I'm not doing that.
I can't do the vein action, man.
Yeah, the blood?
Nah, man, I'm bad.
Have you ever given blood or like they taken your blood?
I don't give it, brother. Yeah. Every time blood was coming out of my arm, it was against my own will.
Yeah.
Sure. Back against the wall.
Speaking of giving blood, do you think they're gonna like rule out like weed, because you know you can't give blood if you smoke weed. But that was
really,
or yeah, you can't if you smoke weed, you can't give blood.
They gonna say we take it.
I feel like now that it's legal,
you just put it through a strainer.
Nobody's gonna be giving blood then.
I tried to give blood when I was in college, and they were like, "You smoke weed occasionally. We can't."
See, make you feel like a low, like not even your blood's good. You fucking druggy. Yeah. Get out of here.
Your blood is not good.
Yeah, I think it's kind of like just predatorial to be asking for blood from high school students and shit.
Yeah.
Give us blood, we'll give you a scooter. Or a fucking bag of chips and shit.
Damn, yeah.
If it was a scooter, man, I would have forged my mom's signature.
She said, I'm good, nigga.
I ain't trying to walk no more, man.
Especially if that hoe's electric, man. Yeah. Take whatever you want.
But damn, I'm glad you're good now.
Amen.
Way better.
Was the hospital like shitty or was it okay experience?
Yo, it was like I was in the emergency ward the whole time.
Were you in the fucking robe with your butt out?
The blue, yeah, man.
Oh, that's what's up.
I had a Filipino nurse, man. She brought me back to life and shit. Yeah, man, she helped me walk to the bathroom every single time, man. Nice. Repetitively, my ass was out.
Yeah,
holding it, man.
You just was there a certain time where you just like let that go, like the butt's out and it is what it is.
Yeah, man. After like honestly, day one, I was like,
just so sick.
Day one, I let the cheeks hang, man.
It's the least of my worries.
I feel like they gotta switch that up, man. Give me the cloak, nigga. Give me a snuggie.
Why they can't have like a little like button
or like a napkin pants, like, you know what I mean, light pants,
something, man. Not,
and no pockets either. Like I was holding the IV thing and like walking over the thing, and I had I was holding my phone like a child. I almost put my phone in my hand.
Just hold on, nigga. Walking back tight. You know, I don't know how he does it. I don't care when I'm sick.
That's true.
If I'm hungover and I'm throwing up because I'm drunk or whatever, like, bro, I you got me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Down bad. Down
this
bad.
Is where I'm at. When I'm down bad.
That's the least of my worries, bro. But, look at my butt.
Literally, I told the story many times, man. I drank water in Jamaica. I was on a cruise. And the parasites have infiltrated my system.
You have malaria?
At this point, I had,
we all live the same life.
Yeah. I probably had malaria, but I got it direct from the source. Like, no mosquito had to, I was the mosquito in the skin.
I drank the water. Hand.
I was naked on the floor like Voldemort.
Calling for my bro
to come call an ambulance or something. And I'm like, yo, I was like a big guy at this time.
Mm. Yeah.
I don't care. Everything's out the window. So, cheeks would be all right. If I'm in the hospital.
What did you do to help in that situation?
Y'all was down bad too, man. I was down bad first. Mm. So, I was just waiting for the bathroom, honestly. We're on a cruise. We got this little one bathroom, the tiny toilet situation.
I know what you're talking
about. So, he's in the bathroom just draining from both.
It's like both an airport bathroom on a boat.
Not for big guys, man.
Yeah, you got to do something about that. Yeah.
Six plus club, especially, man.
Yeah. You went six plus then.
Yeah, man. I've been six since.
Congrats.
I've been six since high school.
Yeah, you were. Yeah, he was up there.
Were you eager to just tell people, I got malaria right now?
Bro, I was I was big chilling.
Mm-hmm.
I was big chilling in the hospital for like 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. And nobody even knew that I got back from Sudan. So I was just kind of like, because, you know, I had to do the quarantine thing. Oh, I was just serving my time.
What is this like?
This is like peak. This is like 2020.
Okay.
Oh, bro. Damn.
Oh,
that's,
damn.
This is before the vaccine and everything like that. So everyone was so worried about COVID.
Yeah.
I had no idea what malaria was. And,
you're right.
And I was just like, yo, I don't even care about malaria.
Right,
everybody's so preoccupied with COVID. Somebody told me, like, when I was in Sudan, they were like, yo, you should probably take the malaria capsules. And then, I'm not going to lie, it was my first time in Africa for in such a long time. And I was like, man, I'm African, man.
Yeah.
I'm back, son.
So we thought Jamaica. I just got ruined by this much water.
Oh, my. It was a cube. Literally, that's what took me out.
Oh, ice cube.
Ice cube.
Oh.
Man.
Damn, they got malaria chews out there. You just pop malaria.
Yeah, there's a little capsule, too. But honestly, if I had malaria there, I would have been finished. Because, like, the first time you get it is probably, like, the worst, right? Mm. And, like, and the healthcare system in Sudan, like, they just don't have as much equipment.
Mm. Yeah.
So, there for me to get the help would have been, like, a hassle.
And you're not from there, so you're at the back of the line.
Yeah, but exactly. No passport, you're shaking it. But when I was here, it turns out at the end of my whole thing, I had a bunch of like student doctors come check me out. And I said, yo, what's going on?
You're not just gonna walk up in here like, for
studying you.
Butt out and shit, sleeping on my stomach.
Yeah, so he's a malaria patient.
This is it, man.
Yeah. Oh, this one's interesting. Watch how he holds his phone.
I don't know how.
Oh, but I was like, yo, what's going on, man? Like, here I am thinking like my name is like floating around in like MLA APA format. Niggas gotta cite my shit properly.
They doing lectures about you.
Yeah. But they told me, they're like, yo, fam, it turns out there's only been like 4 cases of malaria in Canada ever.
Wow. You're one of them.
You hit the fifth, jackpot.
I mean, yeah,
we got 5 down.
Got a legend in the building.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
He beat malaria and he came here, man.
Damn.
Actually, he beat malaria and he went on tour, so is that...
Yeah, a few times, man.
You do any jokes about malaria in your...
Yeah,
your
man,
stand-up?
I got like a whole 50. That gave me a...
Hell yeah, it did.
Hell yeah, it did, man.
It's a blessing and a curse.
Really. Nice. Take me through a story, man, because, I mean, I don't want to go too far back to when you offered to show me around Vancouver.
Oh, yes,
Where are we going, man? Who are you, man?
Man, Hassan Fields, man. I grew up in Scarborough. I played ball most of my life.
No, you didn't. You could leave that one out.
Listen, and I'm nice.
We'll edit that part out.
Listen, office hours.
really? He's there.
Because I'm ready to clock in, man.
I'm scared of office hours. I ain't been back since.
Yeah, he's working from home.
You're too much. Fuck that. Sorry, nigga.
Yeah, man. I was hooping out in Vancouver. So when you guys were out there, I was like, and a lot of my friends, they were just going... they were going out west, but they were only going as far as like Alberta. And so I was like the first guy from Toronto, from my friend group, just out there in Vancouver, big chilling. And yeah, I was just there. I was hooping. I was making videos. I was working with like youth here in Toronto. They had like a basketball program.
Nice.
And even in high school, I used to take my camera all around with me. And just like film ourselves just as our youth, because I was like, oh, okay, this is going to be a digital time capsule.
Yeah,
for real. And now 100%. It is, because I've seen all my friends, they're all way older now. We got guts and freaking not working, working real jobs and shit. And everybody's like, yo, remember that time we were balling in France? I said, yeah, man.
I got the film.
Footage,
that's
man.
Fire.
Yeah, that's precious,
that's
man.
Fire,
so
yeah.
Go look back at that in detail like that. That's why I enjoy vlogging so much, especially like editing vlogs the way we like it. You get to go back and watch this shit with, like, not only do you have footage, but you have like super hyper edited. Just fun shit.
Cutting out the fucking bullshit.
Mixtapes, honestly.
Yeah, that's fire.
How long are you in Vancouver for?
I was there for like 7 years, but
like straight, or you went back
balling the whole time?
I was balling for 4 or 5, and then working for like 3-4.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And so I was, what I would do is I'd be there for like 8 months for school,
yeah,
and then I'd come back for 4. I have a home there. I got family there.
Nice. Beautiful,
secure.
Nice. Man, what were you working over there?
Bro, I did every single job.
Really?
I did from security, background acting, flipping retail, every retail job. Really? I worked at Lululemon, dog.
Lululemon. Wow. Yeah, Lululemon got that drip.
They got the drip.
They
for
got
sure.
That drip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All day.
Mm-hmm. Lulu got it, and they started working with Jordan.
Did they?
Jordan Clarkson.
Oh, and I thought you were talking about Jordan Clap. Brand.
No.
Clap.
No.
I feel like they make crazy ball tights, man.
Yeah. I was checking them out, man.
They got those?
They look good, yeah. No, mm-hmm. They look good. They have good boxers there, too.
Yeah, really? Anti-ball crushers. That's what the ABC...
Anti-ball crushers, man.
Nice. That's
really? That's ABC, ABC.
ABC. Yeah, when you throw the tights on, it's just sucking your shit down. Yo, this is not true to the world.
This is not true to size, man. It's not true size. I had to ask this guy the other day because I went boxer shopping. I was like, yo, what's your boxer size at, man? Mm. I don't want to ask you, man. It's too personal. Yeah. But
I thought you asked him.
Wait, wait. No, I asked you.
Oh, yeah, yeah, all day, man. Yeah.
Who are you?
You.
No, not me, you. You.
Yes?
Not you, him.
I buy new boxers, but every time I buy new boxers, I'm like, all right. Well, first off, let me see who I'm talking to. What kind of brands are you guys wearing around your waist?
Polo.
Around the waist, man.
Polo?
I'm polo right now.
Are you poloed all the way down, though? Like that's. Don't tell me polo if you're just one day polo.
Is it polo day? Or is this just like another day?
Nah, because I was in polo yesterday.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
You
just on a good streak.
On a
3-day streak.
On a week. Yeah. Tell me in a week, what's the majority?
It's polo because I got four of them. I'm going to go polo Monday to Thursday.
So Friday, you washing them?
Yeah, Friday, I'm washing them up back. Yeah, so, and then I go Hanes. I got a pair of N1s that are really nice.
N1 boxes?
Yeah, I got them from Walmart. N1. They like the tight material, the compression tight the whole way through. It's nice.
So you're a polo man then?
Yeah, I'm a polo man. Yeah, I'm a safety. Yeah.
That's a single boxer pickup.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man.
You got
the pack, but. Yeah, I got the pack, but yeah. For sure.
It's very intentional.
And I fold them up when I put them back.
Nice. Oh,
amen, man.
Got to, you know?
We'll take it.
Because I know what I'm doing when I put them on.
That's what's up.
Yeah. What are you?
We'll get there.
I'm on a Fruit of the Loom.
Classic. Yeah, all day, man.
Nice.
Yeah.
Can't go wrong, man.
That's just where you've been at?
Mm-hmm. I have like an eclectic group, you know?
Yeah.
Honestly, I've been gifted some Calvin Kleins.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I got to get on those.
Yeah, you know. Honestly, I would never go out of my way to purchase them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, but if they're going to be in a stocking or something.
Yeah. Taking it all day.
You gotta, I don't know, the older I get, like, underwear matters to me.
Oh, yeah. That's no, bro, this is a legit gift.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, this is all I could get. I'm like, no, this is I need this.
Oh, these are great.
Yeah. Nah,
put them on in front of like, over your pants.
They fit.
Yeah.
They're sick.
Have you ever been gifted ones that are like way too big, though?
Whack, yeah.
I got them small joints, man. You try to squeeze in it for grandma and shit.
Yeah.
It's just like thonged up.
Yeah, I got a pack of USPAs that were gifted to me that are too big.
Oh, US Polo.
So whenever I put those on, I know I gotta get my life together.
You know?
And then I hate when I have to put those on because it's just not a good day.
Yeah.
The trousers that I put over are affected. Everything just affects
everything. It affects your day. That's your foundation, man.
Yeah.
That's how it starts.
That's where I'm good at.
What if someone gifted you briefs?
Yeah, you know what? No. I'm not doing
that. Draw the line.
I was talking to my homeboy the other day, like, yo, why do people wear, like, why did they ever happen? Like,
stick this back.
What's the point? Choice.
Like, this is for children. It shouldn't
be a thing. Like,
Why would you go do away with the legs?
Yeah. They make you run faster.
How?
No, they don't, because they get caught up more.
There's no legs.
I do like the science behind this, though.
What's it doesn't make sense. It's closer to being a thong.
Yeah.
than boxes are.
Which means, like, you're just strapped in.
No, but then once you get thonged up and you're just trying to run, you got to pull over.
You gotta put your hand in your pocket. Yeah.
Undo the, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? I think there's the chafing. That's the chafing part. That's what I don't like. Boxers stop you from chafing.
Yeah. Anti-chafe technology, man. Real talk.
And then once you wash tidy whities a couple of times, you might as well wear boxers.
Amen.
Because it's loose as fuck.
Okay. That's the verdict, man.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll never go there.
Yeah,
you'll never...
it's like... Okay. Nah, I hate them shits, bro.
I bought them a couple times on accident.
Yeah, we know.
And you know, I just...
Do you thug it out because of the version?
No. I leave them in the bag. I still have them to this day. They're fresh Calvies, man.
Yeah.
But I'm a Calvie guy, man.
Nice.
But I try to venture off into like new purchases, new areas, but...
Mm-hmm. I got some David Beckhams one time.
DB on them?
From H&M. They had the collab.
Yeah,
they're good.
Saks?
I haven't been in Saks. I've heard of them.
But like the SAXS?
No.
Apparently, they're really good.
Oh,
I've never...
You know, okay, yeah.
I've sold them when I used to work retail. Like,
no.
I'll tell you all about them, but
yeah.
I sell them.
You two guys look like you guys do like pinstripe boxers and decorative boxers.
I was gonna say I'm not into the graphics.
I'm not into
I got some Toronto boxers one time.
Just the sky domes on my hood. This is like a national landmark.
I don't know how I feel about this, man.
I did see those the PSD joints.
PSD?
PSD?
PTSD or something like that.
What do you mean?
It's a PSD is the fucking, I don't know, they do a lot of like collabs and shit.
I see, but they look like sports shorts almost.
Like. Yeah, like they're longer, like, yeah.
Ballers wear them.
Ballers wear them and they're longer than the ball shorts that these ballers are wearing.
So no designs.
Nah, I saw anime one I was gonna get. I stopped myself though. I was like, it's too.
You never
want
to be in a fight and your pants fall off and you got like an embarrassing graphic.
That's literally where Goonscrap idea came from.
One
with
of the
Bart Simpson shorts. They're talking about fighting in high school.
Yeah.
And then when someone again just like super draped up and his coat is on his shoulder. I'm like, yo, is that guy wearing Simpson
boxers?
See the
Charles boxers come out.
And that's PTSD, bro. I was very young though. I was like third grade.
Both of you guys had designs in your boxers. I was always
I had the third grade Scooby-Doo's for sure.
Yeah, that was monochrome.
The Bart Simpson ones though.
Yeah, I mean, hey.
Man, I gotta give a shout out to good shorts, man. Yeah. Love some good shorts. Basketball, good pockets. Yeah.
Good pockets.
Mm-hmm.
I can't stand no pockets, man.
Good pockets.
Maybe just ball shorts, no pockets.
No pockets.
You just holding everything.
I bought a pair of shorts from Old Navy years ago.
Nice.
I was just trying to be cheap. Not nice.
No, nice.
They're not good shorts.
Blue Notes is...
They're not good shorts. Because then I got some Just Done, you know what I'm saying? Little shorts.
Really?
You know, some, shout out Foot Locker. Man,
nice,
a little something. Oh, and when I put those on, I was like, yo, this is what shorts got to feel like. You know what I'm saying? So now I put on I still got the Old Navy jerseys. I ain't about to throw them out.
Mm-hmm.
So I put those on, it's like... I don't feel good. I go to the gym. I'm like pulling them down a lot and shit.
Nah, your prints on.
Yeah, it's not a good shirt, but it's cheap, so it got me by. But good shorts, I definitely appreciate that.
Are you wearing shorts under your jeans?
No, I don't do that no more.
Yes.
Yeah. Y'all still do that?
I'm still there.
Break it down. Damn, people,
dude,
bro, they be getting at me, man. Yeah. That's because you fell out on me. You used to do it.
I didn't fall out on you, too, man.
You changed. Dog, it's like, you know, when you get back home, you're going to have to put on shorts anyway. Like, you're taking off your outdoor clothes. You know?
Okay.
So I just take off my pants. I'm one step ahead
you're
of
good.
You.
That's it.
Okay,
you
know I mean?
Boom,
that.
Shorts.
Okay.
Awesome.
You ready to go?
Nice. That. I respect that.
I can counter.
Counter it, baby.
Because you seem like a sagger. I know he sags.
Right.
So
Sag
you're outside.
City.
Yeah. What I won't do is play ball and then put the shorts back on.
Oh, that's different. Yeah.
That's grimy.
That's hot.
Are you going to like, let's say you're going out to eat and you're sagging. So when you sit down, now it's ball shorts on the outside seat.
Mm.
And then you're going home bringing malaria shorts home. And then what?
You know? No, man, I'm pulling the pants up.
Yeah.
Because sometimes, man. Sometimes when I'm sagging so much, my boxers are out, and I sit down. I'm like, yo, why is that cold, man? I'm like,
that's when the skin's up, man.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want the pants to be lower than the end
of
the boxers, and your skin's up.
No.
Never
no,
you see
don't.
A man just posted up, just talking and politics, and your skin's up right here.
Oh,
yo, is your pants up?
I remember one time with the twins, I had to scratch their skin.
Is that your skin?
I literally thought it was his belt.
Mega Man just pushed the boxes.
Never be chilling with your fucking skin
That's
a moment of vulnerability, man.
That's like, I was driving yesterday and I think I drove past a speed camera and it just fucked my whole rest of my drive up because I'm like, did I drive past a speed camera? And that's what that would do. You fucking scratch him. He just ruined. You ruined for us today.
Think about
you
it all day.
Like,
how long was he looking at my skin?
He scratched me, man. How long was it there? Like, yeah, man. That's tough.
Money.
Yeah. Let me ask you something, man.
Mm-hmm.
There's 30 cows in the field.
Oh, good.
And 28 chickens. How many didn't?
Didn't what?
We'll let you hold that. Random order, man. What's going on, baby? I need an answer by the end of the show, please.
Yeah. Also, in the meantime, man, can you care to explain this, man? What's this about right here, man? What's the meaning behind this? You got the black forces on?
Well, those are
this is very
man.
Fitting.
Hold on. Am I reading?
Those are just
felony forces?
Felony forces. That's pretty good. I've never heard that one.
Those are the felony forces, man.
Yo, I really wanted the stats. Like, what are the crimes committed in those shoes, man? Listen, for real. Black Air Forces.
Listen, man, I stole a lot of hearts. Broke a lot of them, you know? Viennese. I'm running them out, man. Listen, nice. I don't even... Ah, man, what was I doing this day? I was telling jokes. Yeah, man. My boy was doing a stand-up comedy show in his crib. He invited like 40 people or some shit like that.
That's a check where you get in there.
Starts busting it. So this is the entrance.
Yeah,
so
this is, I'm Santa Claus, man.
Were you the only one that did that?
Yeah.
Nice.
Actually, yeah, everybody used the front door.
I feel you was like, I'm going to switch it up.
I showed up late and I was like, yo, how do I, because I didn't know the code to get into the thing. And I was texting the dude.
Yeah.
And then I knew it was on the front. It was on the main floor, I'm outside the window, like, and then I was like, you know what, fuck it, man, I'm just freaking...
That's fucking fire. I know you started off with a bang. I know there was,
And niggas in the middle of a set, and just pull up. So that's our next comic, actually.
I just read this tweet that says, a new study reveals that over 38 million songs on streaming platforms such as Apple Music and Spotify received zero plays in 2022.
How many?
38 million.
38 million.
38 million songs got no plays.
That's crazy. Zero.
That's zero.
Not even from the uploader? I'm going to spin my shit.
I'm going to spin my shit for sure.
I'm going to spin my shit.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Damn.
I would hate to like be one of them 38 million songs.
Yeah,
like,
real talk.
Look at my shit and just realize, damn, I ain't getting nothing.
You letting the whole family know on show? I'm dropping next week. Yeah, next Friday. Got that new shit going on.
My shit, pre-save my shit.
Did zero.
Zero. Damn, that's crazy.
At some point, you got to get like a VPN.
And just run your own
shit. And just run your own shit from some all the way in Sri Lanka or something. Like, I got one.
Just run that overnight. Y'all remember when was it the Nelly song? I think it was a Nelly song.
Tip Drill?
It wasn't Tip.
Oh.
It wasn't Tip Drill, but they were trying to like get it like streamed. So it was like a whole moment of like literally like leaving the song on repeat. I would do that. I would run that on my own shit.
Like a stream farm? Just all your devices.
Yeah,
just
they were like, yo, just press play, turn it down a little bit, cash in. I wonder if that worked out.
They definitely got stream farm. I don't know about it anymore, but
I remember we was doing that with The Box by Roddy Ricch.
Really?
Yeah, because Roddy Ricch was fighting for some number one spot with somebody.
For Justin Bieber. A white girl or something.
Was it Justin?
Some white girl.
I think it was Taylor.
Jay Biebs?
It was Jay Biebs?
Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
White guy. And everyone was like, Biebs, how could you?
Yeah.
Because Biebs was running that.
Oh,
Biebs was telling everyone else, like, go stream it, come up with different ways to stream it.
Because
Roddy was busting out The Box.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And
nice
play on that.
Thanks.
You're a professional.
I'm like, yeah, I'll do what
very
I can.
Very funny, man.
Yeah. Funny?
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice,
now I'm nervous and I forgot what I was going to say. You guys are too much.
Hey, man. You going scam mode as an artist? If your shit needed a little.
Nah, man.
You gonna keep it real?
Yeah, I'm gonna keep it real. Cause it's just like, yo, you gotta face reality, man. You can't live in a facade.
Right.
You know what I mean? You gonna live in a facade doing that.
Hey, man. Well, it's from a business perspective, though. If you're a label and shit, and you got these artists, and one of them drop, and they're not, all of a sudden, it's just like looking embarrassing. You might wanna pump some shit up for your client to, you know what I mean?
Right.
Keep it.
Well, I'm not gonna do it.
You right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If the label wanna do it and not tell me.
Yeah,
I'm gonna do it.
He'd be like, "Oh, like I did it." No.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
Just no idea. I had my shades on.
Yeah,
didn't see
you know what I'm saying. Well, I worked hard on that song. It makes sense, you know.
So it's busting.
I would do that.
Yeah, I would be able to take credit on interviews and TV.
That shit
and
makes me cringe, bro.
When number one spot, you're going crazy. It's going viral. Number one song in the nation. How do you feel?
Yeah.
Nah, it's all right. It's mellow. It's all right.
The warehouse is booming now.
So, I offered you water.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get into that. I apologize.
It's okay.
Is it, though?
Just make sure we're straight.
Yeah, man, I'm good. I'm thugging it, man. I'm a Ramadan, man. I'm in the Ramadan tip.
Right.
Yeah, so you're fasting right now. How's that going? Yeah,
it's actually been pretty good. Like, I think after the first couple... Like, I was on tour, like, a bit in the first couple of days, so I was like... That sounded like a DJ.
I thought
you hit the thing, man.
I don't need to be drinking while I'm asking this. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I planned my comedy tour, to end before Ramadan so I could take the whole month off.
Right.
And then near the end of it, the opportunity came to open for Division on his
Canadian tour. Oh, nice. Or the Canadian part of his tour.
Nice.
The day before Ramadan started, we did Vancouver, and then Edmonton and Calgary were afterwards. Mm-hmm. And I thought, like, I can honestly thug it, you know, like, fasting and then
doing the show.
But honestly, man, it was just a lot.
That's tough, bro. And yeah, lights in your face.
Yeah,
headaches and shit. Like,
you know what? People are saying, yo, you got to be drinking coconut water than anything. Because I've been drinking water a lot more.
Yeah.
But, like, coconut water, there's electrolytes. It's in you for a long, much longer period. You don't sweat it out or whatever. You just, water just kind of doesn't give you electrolytes, essentially. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people are on the water tip. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, man, after the division stuff, I said, yo, man, I think I'm going to sub out, take it easy and just... Because they wanted me to go to freaking Saskatchewan and Winnipeg and then Montreal after. I said, yeah, man, I think
my body's talking to you, man.
I haven't told y'all the one about the damn... You have a little Wendy Williams moment, man.
She ate shit on
that. Yeah, and they don't even know. Like, it's funny because I've never... Yeah, I don't know if you guys have ever seen like a stand-up comic open for like a music act. Is that a thing?
No. I was gonna ask you how that going because you're making them laugh and then.
Bro, surprisingly, they took it well. Yeah. They took it very well. Like at first, I felt like a substitute teacher. Yeah, you know,
nice. You felt like an MC.
An MC, and then man, they received the jokes very well, and I realized like after like if you're going longer than 20 minutes, they think that you're gatekeeping division, like division, the headliner.
Yeah.
You know? And so after 20 minutes, I realized they started getting... And also, you're talking while people are still making their way in, getting drinks. So, like, you could be telling a joke midway through, and people are just coming in, right?
Yeah.
So now you're like an ad on YouTube, like...
Hey, what's up, guys? We got division coming. I can't skip this one.
And they can. I let them know. I'm like, I'm going to be here for another 10 minutes.
It's like, settle in, man.
I feel like I prefer that because I feel like I go to concerts and, like, you hearing either, like, a DJ just spinning. And it's like, that's cool. You hear a couple songs, but it's like, hey, I'm ready to hear... What I came to hear, you know? So better than that.
Stimulate me.
Or like some bad opening act.
Yeah, I was going to say, man. You know, everybody got their chance and shit. But you know what I mean, man. Sometimes you don't want to be watching that shit. Like, nigga, I don't know the song, man.
Screaming at me and shit.
Yeah.
Come on! Nah, nigga. We just met, nigga. I was be the biggest. Nigga, call me out. Don't be too cool, nigga. You see me just front and center. Just like, nigga, just come on.
And they try to turn the crowd against you. Y'all don't want to be like you. I'm just there, my hands in my pockets. What, bro?
Ew, man.
And we're in Utah, and we're for some reason, man. It was All-Star Weekend, so a bunch of things were going on. And I guess they had this like little outside stage, and they had an artist there going on to perform.
Mm. Bro, it was empty. It was like a skate park.
Damn.
No one's there.
Empty, bro.
The only audience is us in our hotel room. Like, yo, this guy needs to shut the fuck up. Trying to catch a snooze.
Oh, so y'all weren't even down there.
Bro. But I respected his hustle because it's just like he's there from fucking 6 to maybe like 3 to 6.
Yeah, how much song? He's performing his own shit?
Bro, he started doing covers after and shit, but it was just like, at first I was like, yo, damn, must be a crowd because we're walking up. Oh, yeah, they brought me out here to have a good time, and I just want y'all to have a good time. So put your hands up. So I'm like, okay, walk around the corner. Goddamn, no, I'm looking right at the nigga on the stage. Like, no one's there.
It's just a fiend with an empty Tim Hortons coffee cup. He's got raccoons.
But it's like I get it. You gotta start somewhere.
But do you perform like you're pretend? Like, do you pretend that there's a like big crowd, or do you just act like yo?
I think there's a level of it that you're like,
that's you. Yeah, still, you said, come on. Like, bro, even if these guys just fucking went 100% cheer mode, nigga, you're not hearing
nothing. Still
bro.
Not gonna be loud.
Yeah.
You're not gonna feel it. Enough. Yeah, it's man. Damn.
What's the smallest crowd you performed for?
The living room right there.
That's a good crowd, man. 30
people there. Yeah, that's like
that's
a good house. 30 40 people in there.
Which one?
In that house that you clamped for?
On the house? That was like maybe 25.
And for stand up, you don't need. If you have like 25 like people engaged,
I know it gets as small as like 2 people sometimes.
Yeah, no, I've done like, you know what it is? I've done rooms with like 4 people, 1 person. It's just 1
person. You have bipolar split personality disorder. Yeah. You fucking suck, nigga. Woo! Yeah! just tweaking. What's up, niggas? Just one guy.
One guy with three personalities.
What's up, y'all?
His pronouns are people. He starts changing chairs.
Yeah. You suck.
Like,
nah,
flipping his hat. This guy's sick.
Please respect him.
Oh man, yeah, I've done. I think the smallest room was like there in Vancouver. There was an open mic, but it was in a strip club. But it wasn't. Yeah, but there was a room above the strip club area where they did the open mic.
Yeah,
which was pretty dope. And then it was just you go in there and it was just comics.
Oh, nice.
Chilling.
Yeah.
I was gonna ask you a couple more questions on the topic of fasting.
Yeah, me too.
What's cause I know every time we drop an episode we say, you know what I mean, get your food together, get whatever you need to get.
Maybe don't for this one.
Yeah.
Maybe don't. But some people save it. Some people save it till
Ramadan.
Yeah. Just until
the time. Because it's like when the sun goes down, right?
Sun goes down.
When the sun goes down, I'm in.
What's the rules, man? What's all the rules?
Breaking
it down somebody first day.
Yeah, talk to me, man. I'm fasting.
You break your fast with like 3 dates. It's traditional to do it with 3 dates. You pray afterwards with either yourself or a group or I usually go to the mosque, you know, because the food is $3.99, and I'm like, yo, man, you know how much savings?
Yeah,
really? Absolutely.
Yeah. Savings.
So every day you could go to the mosque.
Like, every day.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I used to, you know how like people go bar hopping or crawling or whatever. I go to different mosques, man. I find, oh, these guys are the Guyanese Muslims. I'm in there.
Nice.
Doubles, man.
Yeah.
Nice.
Sweet.
Everything, man.
Doubling
on everything when I come through like this.
It's like, bro, bad too, man.
Doubling. That's
so
that's
many different ones. So I just go and I just, or even like when you get an invitation to a friend's crib.
Yeah.
Bro, it's just like, you can't like leave there without pushing your limits, you know? Because they're going to force the food down your thing.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
The thing is that your stomach gets so small.
Really?
Like, by the, like, because you shrinks throughout the day. And then by the time you get to eat, you know, you're like getting full off like
two bites. Yeah.
Two meals, right?
Really? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Dang.
That makes sense.
How long is it?
It's 30 days.
30 days, okay.
30 days.
I thought you said 3 dates. You said 30 days.
Oh, no. Yeah, I eat 3 dates.
Yeah, you choose 3 dates.
Right, yeah.
You eat 3 dates and then you do your Dougie, you pray. And then after that, it's like open season. Okay. Through the night, man, Tim Hortons, I go to Tim Hortons, niggas are pooling, just big chilling.
Yeah.
It's late night.
Okay.
Friends are hungry.
And what is like, what's like the message of Ramadan? Like, what are you fasting for or about?
Oh, man, there's so many reasons. So
what
like,
do you do it for?
Yeah.
Let's be personal, because niggas will tear you up on here. That ain't why you do it, man.
My dad said,
What do you do it for?
I do it because I'm trying to get to heaven, man. Right. I mean, I know this world is a test in that, but I'm trying to just like, you know, practice some self-discipline, you know. I enjoy the camaraderie of my family and my friends. Like, even like I was in Gainesville Florida just a couple days ago, performing at like the University of Florida. They had like a African Student Union and they had me host an event. And literally in between the show, like, I don't really know anybody in Gainesville, Florida, but like couple dudes from the internet, I guess, who were there, who kind of knew who I was, some Muslim dudes. One guy from Brampton, he's like, yo, listen, I'm studying out here, we're about to go pray and we're gonna go break our fast right now. I said, oh, like that kind of we're
for
on
sure.
this like unspoken Wi-Fi, we're already connected. We gotta go face this same direction that everybody else in the world or in this city is facing, and we're gonna go pray, and then we're gonna go eat, and we know. That's that unspoken. It's like unspoken riz, but nobody's risen me.
Yeah.
You feel that, man?
You're getting riz.
Yeah,
bro. We're about to go.
We're about to go praise the Lord, man.
That's
you're getting
that's
riz
beautiful.
For something beautiful, though.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
Amen.
And is it something that do from like you're born, or is it like a certain age that it starts?
I mean, you can start fasting from young, you know. Like, I remember I used to do like half days when I was a kid, and just I felt like the man. Like, I did half a day, and my mom would be like, all right, man, you're growing, nigga. You can start doing a full day. I was like, oh, but I did half, you know.
Right.
And then it just feels good, to be honest. Right. Like, after like my productivity is a bit higher, you know. I shit way less.
You know, yo, neat, man. Neat, shit way less, man.
I'm like way less bathroom breaks, you know. I think I get a bit more focused.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, man. And it's also, you're giving your organs a rest. Yeah, man, because your organs are going every day.
I believe we're not supposed to be eating this much. I feel like we got programmed to eat breakfast, lunch, dinner, in-betweens, and just all that shit. Especially at the size that we do, too.
Man.
Yeah.
I'm currently doing Invisalign. I don't eat as much, bro.
It's like that for
start. Yeah.
I don't eat as much.
You start popping the motherfuckers out. Yeah. Yeah. Just get on one knee.
And after you pop one in, you're just like, you know what, man, I'm good. Yeah, somebody offers you something, even though you want it, you're like,
I don't
want
to do this whole thing,
Honestly, yeah, man. I'd like to try it.
I wish y'all could do water still.
I think I definitely,
I wish they could put that in the rules.
It's like you try to like use, like, I try to stop swearing a little bit more.
Yeah, I'm trying to do that too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's tough. I'd be swearing like a month.
Yeah, I think that's just life, man. I think the as we grow older, there's certain things where, like, okay, I'd like to see if I can stop, just so you can, you know, show yourself that you can do something.
Test
you don't
your
have
will.
To do that. Test your will, exactly. Because I definitely think when we left the city, it was just so much like fast food. And then, like, when we broke out of there and we moved, I wasn't eating too much. Nah, I was going crazy on Wingstop. After Wingstop.
Yeah,
after
once you get through that challenge,
that was a new challenge for me. I was like, oh, okay, for sure.
I see. It's a test, that. God. Yeah, okay, I'm going to go ahead and get the nine piece. See what it's about?
I'm testing cold showers right now.
Cold showers,
Yeah, I'm testing cold showers right now.
Yeah, I did like half. Oh, half a cold shower. But
really, yeah?
Yeah.
That's how I started. I did the hot shower, and then, like, when I'm done, I'll put it cold for like a minute.
I gotta jump in cold, man. I can't go from hot to cold, man.
Really? That's what I do now. So yesterday I did cold, like, straight off the rip. It wasn't that
How long was that shower? I mean,
how long were you showering for?
I definitely didn't play around in there. I got to it.
You use a loofah, dog? What's going on,
everything. I just did what I had to do and got out. But it was nice. I'm not mad at it. It was miserable, but the test was nice. You know, the challenge was nice. Mm-hmm.
You read all the benefits and shit?
Kind of. I just saw a YouTube video, to be honest, man. I saw a YouTube video of a guy that did 30 days cold plunge.
Mm. Oh, is it with the thing where he goes like, and then he... Like,
jumps No. He had like a little, like a barrel.
Yeah.
And which one you do?
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, but it wasn't him.
There's one thing, man. Because you mentioned it when you said everyone's telling you drink coconut water.
Mm-hmm.
There's too many ways to tell me information these days. And everyone's believing in things. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So a nigga just come out of nowhere, I'm just drinking my water. Man, good for you, bro.
Yeah. Everybody just walk around, walk like they know some shit. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They got TikTok. Mm-hmm. See the TikTok, nigga. You shouldn't be doing that no more, man.
Yeah.
Water's bad.
Water's bad. And that's what I'm saying. The chiropractor thing came out. Everyone's like, nah, man, gotta crack it back, man. Gotta crack it back. Now they're coming out saying, nah, everyone's a chiropractor. I'm like, bro.
A lot of them are getting sued, too.
Imagine just having just hours worth of footage of you just doing malpractice. Just like... Your own crib, your own gloves and shit.
Yeah. That's like the fake doctor and the boy in Florida.
Oh, the little boy, bro. That shit. Boy.
That was crazy. Time, he kept doing it, too. Like, what's going on?
Wasn't he like 14? What's the deal?
I think he was like 17 or 16. I don't know. I don't remember the deal, but he just was not a real doctor.
If you see a baby doctor walking around from the corner, you leave the office. Like, I don't know how so many niggas are getting got by this guy, bro. What was
dirty
his name?
I forget his name.
You just
man.
Something lovely. Fake doctor, man. This guy. Yeah.
Oh, this guy, man. Yeah.
Bro, you know he's not any type of qualified.
That picture is crazy. He said this.
Yeah. And I kind of believe that picture. That's a problem.
No.
This?
When was this? Bro, what year was this?
This was like, I want to say like
16?
2016.
Yeah. Oh, he grew up in jail, nigga.
Oh, man.
Beard came. She looked a little older.
Now I believe him. Yeah. Listen, I'd advise you not to do what I did, man.
They took away his prescription, man.
So we gonna need the glasses, y'all. You ain't gonna need that for the cell. So he did something to an actual patient,
bro. He was working on. Yeah, honestly, I think he was doing a good job. I can't lie. I didn't hear about any like bad cases or anything. Mm-hmm.
Oh, he was charging. That was what it was. He stole $30,000 from a patient in her 80s during house calls, an additional $20,000 from a doctor.
He's like, all you gotta do is drink the apple juice.
No way.
30 racks. All right, dog. You got the coat, nigga. I believe it.
Yeah, you got a coat in that little thing hanging. They used to always check my heart. I'm like, bro, I'm talking to you, dog.
Mm-hmm.
It's beating, bro. It's here, man.
This picture does look like an ad for diversity for like universities.
Yeah, this looks like
this is a sign up to Ryerson because we accept everyone here. Like,
royalty
like.
Free image, doctor. Yeah.
Toronto Metropolitan.
Yeah.
This be on the side of the bus, like sign up.
Take a kid to school day. I mean, to work day.
Or on the back of a Honda CRV for some self promotion. Say, oh, look, this is my little doctor school, man.
Respect those with the decal. You could tell it's like a home whip. Like, it's his only whip, but he's got the shit decked out with
his business.
Lawn business.
Tax write off.
Yeah. It'd be cars that don't make sense. It'd be like a Honda Civic with a lawn mowing service.
Yeah.
Where do you put it? I saw an adult with a lunchbox, like a real deal lunchbox the other day.
Was he a construction worker?
No.
Those guys have the first lunchbox.
It's a toolbox lunchbox.
So bro had the plastic joint?
He had the zipper, man. The whole, like, you know what I mean? The children's.
With the compartment dividers.
Everything, bro. He got the thermos
polyester
holder.
Joint.
Real talk, man.
Wow, okay.
But I feel like the only way to make that not look weird is, like, you got to elevate the food that's in there.
That's coming out.
You can't be butt breaking out the PB&J.
You got to pull out like some salad that you're putting together.
Trust me, the linguine.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Pull out something that you got to have a clamp. You know those the lids with the clamps?
Oh, you're right.
Definitely got to have a clamp.
It has to be a whole, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, there's got sauces.
A little salad kit. And you can just build a salad.
Yeah.
It'll look like there's a nuke in there.
Oh, what's he doing? What's he doing?
Salad wrap.
You want?
Nah, facts. I feel that.
Honestly, man, if I work construction, I'm taking a little portable barbecue everywhere I go.
Wow.
That's what's up, man. That might be.
Honestly, but then you'd be probably the most favorite person on site.
Everybody would be
have to work with you on site, man.
If they're bringing their steaks, I'll say, yo, listen, you drop it on the grill. I'm not. That's your business, man.
I'm not flipping no meat, bro. Just bring the grill.
I'm not flipping no meat, man. I'm just flipping mine, man.
Nah, I feel But I feel like, you know, that's like gum in school, man. You bring the barbecue out to the construction site.
Yeah.
Oh, that's real deal.
Because for me, when I was at work, I wanted to be invisible, you know?
In and out, that's it.
In and out,
extra.
Bro. Yeah, I used to eat in my whip. I didn't even need to do that. I just don't want to be around y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Were you a lunchbox you as a kid or bagged up?
I was bagged up, man.
Oh, plastic bag.
I tied that knot. I learned so many different. I never went to Boy Scouts.
Yeah.
To learn knots. Nah, man, I knew the bunny ears.
Nice. That's how I knew how to tie my shoes, man. The lunches, man.
I used to do the paper bag. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, that's classic, man.
Paper bag, disposable.
Did it hold up?
Yeah, for sure. It was one. Every day I had a new bag, though. I wouldn't bring the same. Mm-hmm.
So you killing the earth.
No, the hell, that's biodegradable, man.
Bags?
We are.
Why?
Paper bags?
I didn't have a lunch.
I did, so I don't know. Same house, same school.
Where was it?
Just tossing lunches on the way to school every day.
Bro, my mom used to pack me this fucking bologna with the macaroni inside of it.
Oh. Into that.
Oh, I see my sister shaking her head. I'm shaking no, man. I'm like, why?
It was like bologna with like blocks of cheese and macaroni bits in it. Like, slight.
I always hated like the outside of the bologna. You know that, like the skin of it? Yeah. That shit made me.
It's questionable. I don't know what that is made of.
I guess it's like you just didn't like peel the ham.
It's like a sausage wrap, right?
Yeah,
like,
but it just was the worst part of it.
Yeah, it was like. Yeah,
and it was like chewy and shit.
It felt like a cheese string, but
no cheese, man.
A meat string,
a bologna string. Man.
Yeah, no, I
there's
can't
no
do that
way
one.
To do good with bologna. You can't do nothing with bologna.
If you fry that up, no, nigga.
I'm not eating something that like the word bologna is bull.
Yeah, it's
you tell us, that's bologna. And you expect me to eat that?
That's hilarious.
You wonder why I got bad grades in school, bro. Send me to school.
Can't focus, bro.
You are what you eat, man.
Yo.
And the thing is, that's what the teachers used to say. You need a good line.
They weren't checking for us, man. Because if they look closer, bro, bologna. And like bologna is running through the veins. You got to understand. This was like going on for years.
Yeah.
Standard lunch. Grocery store is very robotic. You just get grocery store, bologna, mayonnaise.
It's like
kids have lunch.
But that's what you need. I understood it from the standpoint of a parent, though.
But I'm not going to lie, man. The mustard made it.
It did.
Mustard made bologna, man.
I'm going to give you that. I'm going to give you that. Adds a little flair.
It was something, man. It was something.
It was like spice.
It was something to cut through, bro. Aside from that, like, it was just like...
Just cut the bologna, man. Yeah.
Just to feel something.
I remember one time, I deadass cried in school. I never said this. I cried in school because my bologna sandwich, and Mr. Zachariah gave me his sandwich from home. And that was the first time I ever felt like I needed like a girlfriend in life. Kind of like, yo, your wife, he made you this? Fucking toasted lettuce.
Yeah.
Meat separated. He put the sandwich together at school.
Well, I'm
looking at my fucking bologna and bread and mayonnaise. I'm like, yo.
And it wasn't in a plastic bag?
Nah, it was just straight with my pencils.
No, his.
His thing.
Who's?
The teachers.
He
fucking the compartment with like multiple.
Nice. Bro, that was the craziest thing to me when I seen that. The what? Fucking lunchbox that it just opened up. You never seen that?
Oh, yeah. Like, a fishing box?
Yeah.
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 Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man. Woo.
Yeah.
That was incredible, man.
But what about snacks, though?
Yeah, I used to just let it Dunkaroos.
Chips and
Where'd you grow up, man?
I grew up in Scarborough, man.
What was your lunch like? Tell me about your lunch.
What's the Scarborough school system called? Is it?
It's TDSB.
It's
still.
TDSB, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what's your lunch like, bro? Looking like what, like you?
Had, and not the good days. These aren't the highlights. Yeah. You're talking the real random Wednesday.
Random Wednesday, man. My shit was. I had a bologna sandwich wrapped up in aluminum foil or aluminium for some people. You know what I mean?
Aluminium.
I never heard that.
You got me on a tinfoil, but beyond that,
aluminum or like aluminium, man. That's what they call it. It's tinfoil.
Aluminum. Just aluminum. Set it a little twang, you know.
Aluminium, man.
Does that even work with the word? Like, I gotta spell this.
God, yeah, I'm look at slow. It. Actually, let's look at the spelling.
Aluminium.
Yeah, aluminum. Yeah. Wait, hold on. What?
Aluminium. It does.
Oh, that's how you spell aluminium.
Aluminium. Yeah, it makes sense.
Oh, I thought like
alu.
That's alu.
Aluminium.
Aluminum.
We're not even saying it right.
It's
aluminum.
It's not aluminum. Look, aluminum. Aluminium. There's no M.
Aluminum.
There's no aluminum.
Okay, hold on.
There's an I.
What aluminum. The fuck?
Yo, this is groundbreaking.
Okay,
bro.
Hold on.
You guys are learning Arabic, man.
Aluminium.
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 Man, you see the aluminium?
I didn't even see aluminum, but. You see my aluminum.
It sounds like you're talking about a nigga aluminum. Yeah, friends. You seen aluminium?
Nah, man, it's aluminum, man. I ain't going out like that.
Isn't there like the speech thing?
Oh, you're right. You're right.
Break it down. It's right there.
Let me get on Google, man. I'm off that brave.
Put pronunciation.
Say that again. Pronunciation.
Okay.
All right, here it is. Officially.
Aluminium.
Whoa.
Yeah, man.
You're surprised too, a
bro. But mine is saying something totally different.
Aluminum.
So what is it then?
She sounded a little like she ain't even sure.
One had the British accent and the other had this
American pronunciation. Oh,
American pronunciation.
But I'm on American too.
We gotta get it together as a nation, man. Yeah. Come on, agree on one word.
I'm all over the place, bro. Damn. All
right, so you got the aluminum sandwich.
I had that shit wrapped up, man, in an aluminum sandwich, man.
Yeah.
And you're just busting out the foil. And you know what's crazy too? I would pretend, even though I knew it was aluminum, this wasn't normal.
Right.
But I would unwrap it like it was like a sandwich. Like you know how like you just peel it back.
Yeah.
And
so you eat it with the aluminum around the sandwich.
Yeah.
Oh,
like it was a shawarma.
That's a good
shawarma's like that still.
Bro, after a while, I was just so tired of eating it. I used to just take it out the plastic, put it in a ball, and just fucking eat it.
Oh no.
As a pill, just a food just a food pill.
That's what I need something.
Just
man.
Let me survive.
Let me make it home, bro.
We don't call CPS on us.
But if you wrap the aluminum in a ball.
With the thing.
Yeah.
No, with a sandwich and you just fuck it. Oh, yeah. Rip it at the wall.
Yeah, but he's saying
no, bro. I'm telling you, before I let that go, man. I stopped eating them. I literally threw them away.
The worst thing was, like, yo, they used to come with the sick snacks. You know why people got the illest snacks?
Mm-hmm.
I was never on the trading field. I was never on the trading room floor,
man,
bro.
I was the best.
Bro, I had nothing to offer.
That was the markets.
The markets, bro. Real talk. And then you got the hierarchy of, like, what snacks stand where, you know what I mean, the tier system. But, nigga, I had nothing to offer. Every day, bologna sandwich, some chips, fucking unrecognizable chips in a bag, sandwich bag. I got nothing to offer, man. Every good snack I had was out of, like, my homie's heart and shit.
Yeah.
And he's like, yo, you hold down a cheese string.
I'll get it tomorrow.
I was just telling Jermaine we're with our nieces and nephew, and then my nephew's just asking a whole bunch of questions. Just as a kid, you know what I mean, not really knowing anything, and just asking some big up questions. But it took me back to when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. I was hanging with this guy named Matthew. So I'm going to school with just, you know, bologna sandwiches, and that's it. Like, honestly, you're lucky if I come to school with a water. So fucking, like, these guys are coming to school with, like, their main and then their apps and their dessert.
Bro, you ever nigga ever came with a thermos?
Thermos
that is crazy.
Thermos used to be looking
with the
at
cup that comes out of the thermos.
Pour it up, bro.
Trust. Yo. So,
elevated lunches, man.
Trust me, I could get there.
And you're just there in the corner with your bologna, just
trying
man.
To make so, it, man. Yeah.
So I remember my boy Matthew used to come. Said, Matthew's white. Mm-hmm. This is the same guy who stole Samantha from me. So whatever, I let him go because he gave me snacks.
Next time you see Samantha, tell her I said,
no way!
Samantha?
Preschool or middle school? What? Elementary school?
Yeah, grade 3. Fucking Matthew Houston took her away.
Damn!
I like Matthew. I liked it.
That's first crazy.
So he used to always come with just fruit roll-ups and all brand name shit where I'm still shopping at. No name and no frozen.
Yellow package.
Yellow. So I just remember I said, I went to his house or whatever. I was familiar with his mom, his whole snack drawer and all that. And he had a snack drawer. I'm like, wow. What is that?
At the pantry?
They had the pantry.
Nigga had a snack pantry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man.
Anyways.
This is groundbreaking for you.
Groundbreaking.
This nigga's going back.
And was it all within reach?
Dog, for kid reach, yeah.
Nice.
Kid lower snack shelves. Reach, lower nice. Shelves, chocolate milk. And the, dog, it was life, man. I had to tell this guy, I said, yo, when you come to school, just bring 2 lunches. you remember I had them chocolate mousse.
Yeah. You like, come back snacked up, man.
Yeah.
Yo.
Now looking back, I understand, man, the money wasn't like that. Mm-hmm. No snacks, man. So mm-hmm. find you a Matthew if that's your situation.
Yeah. Get you there, man.
That's it, man.
Shout out all the Matthews, man.
Matthew and Jordan. You remember what Jordan used to do?
Who's Jordan?
Jordan used to bring his snacks to school. He had 6 snacks.
Oh, yes.
And he would go in the middle of the playground.
Yeah.
Fucking toss a fruit roll up high up. Whoever gets it, that's your lunch.
Yo, kids used to scramble. You literally used to call it scramble.
Scramble.
Yo, scramble. Wow.
That's how I ate, man. I got it out the mud, man.
This is Hunger Games, man. Fucking that guy, fucking pepperoni stick.
That guy, I wonder what he's doing now, man.
Yeah.
That guy has to be a CFO, man.
That's Mr. Beast. It was in his blood from the beginning.
He's throwing it a different way now.
Hey, you. A rack, nigga. 10 racks.
I'll take that.
This is an origin story.
Yeah, Mr. Beast, man.
I followed Mr. Beast just so in case I ever run into him in a grocery store and someone says, yo, do you follow Mr. Beast? I say, yeah, nigga, let's get it going, man. I'm ready.
Yo, trust me, man. Yeah, man.
I've been ready for this my whole life.
Yeah. That's sometimes comments or whatever, just drop a comment. Hey, Mr. Beast, need 10K. Just throw it up and forget about
Switch
it.
Switch on one random game. $80,000.
It's me. You're up now, man.
I feel like the fans would hate if I just had no story and shit. I'm just a nigga just got 80 racks. Just say, I was good before. Better now. Didn't really need it.
I'm telling you, man. When I see Mr. Beast, I'm a RZA, man.
Mr. Beat.
B-Man, Beastie. I'm going to lock it in with him, man. He's going to feel good.
I love that picture of him with the, it's like his head on a, like a, like a, like a trendy, like a hood man's body. He's just at a gas station, tight jeans and
what?
It's a drip out, Mr. Beast. And it worked. Bro, he's dripped.
Yo, he's dripped, man.
Dog, he's dripped.
Yo, man.
Yo.
He's dripped, bro. It worked. Everything's proportionate, everything, bro.
The facial expression and everything. Like, what the fuck?
He could really live like that, like, with the money he had. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I'm surprised he doesn't have a fit like this yet.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying. To him.
We're going to fly on this jet that costs $500,000 per flight.
This guy got a dad hat.
Look at how the picture saved. Just saw Mr. Beast at gas station.
V0.
That's a version 0. So look at version 1.
Yeah, they sharpened up. Right?
Just,
that's got to be my favorite picture.
Yeah, yeah, that's trust, man. I love that. I love
Trap
that.
Mr. Beast.
Good. I love that, man.
I was going to ask, have you guys been to a stand-up comedy show before?
Yeah, yes, talk to me more. Yeah. What?
Hmm?
What?
Yeah, we was out. We did Just for Laughs.
Yeah.
Went to a couple. Yeah.
Noel Miller was his.
Yeah. And the Wells show.
I've been watching Closer, though. Before, it was just more passive and just like, mm-hmm. not. Like, I actually want to get into it, for real.
Mm-hmm.
My thing was, for the longest, I just couldn't find people. Even, like, the top people. You looked at the top people. Like, who's the best in stand-up? The biggest, you figured.
Yeah.
And everyone's just rolling at these jokes. I'm just like, am I dumb? Am I an idiot? But then I just realized, like, everybody has their own, like, you could find your crowd. Everyone has, like, their
sense
lane
of humor,
their
yeah,
sense of humor
own,
yeah for sure.
Sure
their
yeah,
brand of comedy
and also the experience of just, like, being there is it's a different. Bit different like even live music for me. I never used to, like, indulge in live music until recently and I was like, then I watched and I said, holy shit, man.
Ready to rock out, huh?
I was at even at the Division when I was watching, man. the girl, like R&B,
different
the way girls behave.
Really?
For R&B artists, it's I'm in the wrong profession, man. Damn. It was crazy.
That's crazy. I thought that was like a 90s thing. Oh, it's like still the same.
It's still the same thing. Wow. They're just like, as soon as this nigga does falsetto,
mm-hmm. it's over. Ah!
Yeah. They go crazy, man. Yeah. Even the dudes that came with their girl, they're like, cause yeah. The
you gotta grip your girl tight. Hey.
Yeah,
like yo, some niggas are like, this.
Just yo, don't,
yo, settle down, man. You can do that. Face me, face me.
You can still listen to this.
You can still listen. Yeah. To
Look me in my eyes. Stop. You talk when your girl tells you stop.
I'm like, fuck. You ever see those videos of like women and like couples at concerts and like their girls kind of like leaving them and like really like
just on stage oh
being just like disrespecting your boyfriend while you're there like
oh just, yeah
I'm
yeah,
just
yeah.
not going, all day man yeah you can't put yourself in that position yeah.
I don't want to put you in that position like, yeah. Well, I guess some of them
I'm
really
going to
care,
the
but,
sports bar or something yeah. else
it depends who it is. Some of these singers I could face them.
You're ugly, bro.
You're ugly.
I can face you, but
I'm not gonna see our man singing shit.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I gotta figure out where she's seated.
Yeah,
you know, right. How close are you to the stage? Yeah. What's going on, man?
Say, babe, I got front row tickets.
No.
I can snap you out of
it. Yeah, balcony seats.
Balcony seats are just
only way you're getting up there is you're dropping.
And if you do that, whatever, man. My Dukes went to a Casey and JoJo concert once upon a time. Apparently,
man.
Casey was walking up closer and closer. And my dad's just watching us.
You have to.
He wasn't really a fan, but obviously R&B, he listens to it, whatever.
Yeah.
My mom's a big fan.
Mm. Yeah, she has a poster and everything.
And this is Prime or this is like
Prime.
Different.
So this guy's now in like section 100. And my mom steps out like to the aisle, like over here. So now it's direction. Man said, yo, come here, man. Why, man? You can't enjoy it from there. Bare rules. That's just no reason. She could be right there.
Like, you just points your wife out from like far.
Yeah, I see you, baby.
Oh, nah, man.
Yeah, R&B is crazy.
You know? Yeah. I just won't trust go, man, because I get it.
You see what happened with them Chris Brown tickets and shit.
Oh my God.
I got front row Chris Brown tickets. Lap dance season.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, no front
you seen
row,
that shirt?
That's not right, man.
That went up there on her phone.
And he threw
it. He threw it.
Yeah, there's a lot of phone throwing going on these days. Yeah. Man. There's a lot of phones in the air.
Because you can get a phone.
People are throwing their phones as well, just so like the artist could like have their phone and make a video one too.
But I don't think it's like a boomerang. But just, what if the artist just doesn't see it? I'm just like staring at my phone in a corner far away at the corner of the stage. Stressing.
Sometimes I see like the artist grab the phone, record it, and say, ha.
And just throw it back. Like,
too easy.
Too hard to throw. Like,
you can hand it
bro,
to
bro. A flying phone is deadly. Bro. Imagine this in the corner of your shit.
Yeah, for sure.
Coming from, you know what I mean? You looking down at shit. You hit the right spot. That's an instant shut off.
Unless it's just flat on your forehead.
That's
like,
still
on
gonna
screen.
Hurt because gravity is gonna make that like at least 10 pounds.
Yeah,
bro, right, man.
You know with the otter case on top of that.
Oh, boy.
Yeah,
you'd be like, Dad, do you work construction?
Yeah, oh man, I'm done with that era of cases, man. Like this one's fine. I just put this one back on, but like thick cases.
Yeah, my shit's naked right now, man.
You gotta go sleek, man.
Sleek, man.
Bro, you see the commercials? How to get you with the body? You know what I mean?
Color. Sheen,
the color all day, man.
I seen the yellow iPhone. I was like, whoa.
Kill Bill joint.
Yeah. I watched a whole video the other day. This girl, she was like, she was cleaning a phone and then putting a screen protector on it.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I'm not going to lie, it was sensational to watch, man.
Yeah.
Just the spray.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
And then she like, you know when they use the card to like lather the
air
screen
bubbles.
Protector?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Trust me. Was this an Asian video?
I don't know. I don't think so, man. This girl had like some, she looked Latino, man.
Mm. Oh, nice. They be wearing the white gloves now. So you can't, you don't even know who's
on
the
screen protectors.
Yeah, they used to put like, when you watching like.
Those eight, like.
Any type of video where they putting shit on or taking shit apart, unboxing shit, they got the white gloves.
You ever seen them Asian joints where, bro, Asians be having appliances?
You ever see the Asian guy getting home? Yeah. I think they're like overdoing it and trying to be funny, but they literally have a guy will like walk in, take his shoes off, put his shoes in the shoe washer, and then like take his earrings out, put it in the earring rinser.
Yeah.
And then fucking
everything take off is his purposeful. Shirt,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Every there's a thing for every item you have.
Yeah.
There's like a washer, a steamer, or a fucking you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's fascinating. Next to level. Watch.
Put your phone in the fucking UV
UV
sanitizer.
Yeah. Disinfectant.
And like I'd rather just like walk through one machine and just say, oh, clean everything.
just
that's all I'm like, I'm just gonna walk through once and just say, yeah,
I feel like that's something good. I always see on like The Incredibles.
Yeah, or like Jetsons or something like that.
Just everything just takes
real
just,
rap.
Yeah. What was it? Can you do that action one more time?
No.
It's pretty good.
We got it on film. We got it. We got it.
Play that back, man.
Just everything just takes you just.
Quick question, man. You care to explain this, man? What's the deal with this?
Shorty gave me neck till I passed out. that was in my in my Snapchat era, man.
Nice.
I was taking a nice nap, man. And
this is literally you.
You and your boy?
My boy was he found an opportunity to confide in me, man. And
nice.
This was a real sleep.
Awesome. I think you got knocked out and you just had to play
man,
this off.
Yeah, man. I was sleeping and then he decided to enjoy it and
you're just sleeping on the
it
ground.
Yeah, it doesn't look like a place.
You know what it was? These are AU days, traveling days. I was coaching and we were these niggas were like, yo, the bus is gonna be here in 10 minutes. 10 minutes turned into 2 hours. I said, fuck it, nigga, I gotta sleep.
Yeah.
Looks like you got dealt with.
Looks like you got knocked out.
But, yeah, man.
Why like this?
That's what I'm saying.
Man.
That's crazy.
If you're my coach and you're saying, look, you got to dribble the ball with the left and go to the right, and I see this, I'd be like, nah, I ain't doing that.
I was an assistant coach, though. Oh, see, assistant coach, you have the opportunity to be cooler with the player.
Head
coach, you can't let that slide. I gotta violate you after this.
Yeah.
You violated me. But this, as an assistant coach, is like, oh, man, this is team camaraderie at my own expense. I said, I'll allow it.
I feel that, man. Nice.
Right.
100%.
I got to catch up sleeps like this one day, man.
For sure.
Good sleeping.
That was like a good sleeps.
Yeah, trust.
It was, man. I'm not going to lie to you. And then when the bus came, I was up. I was activated.
Yeah.
Nice.
Nice.
Man, what's the vision for comedy, man? I might have came across a tweet of yours that you wanted to blow up around 50 years old.
Yeah, man. I'm trying to blow up at 50, man.
That's what's up, man.
Okay.
Blow up at 50. What's the rush?
What's the rush, man?
What's the rush, man? Everybody trying to blow up.
Tomorrow and shit.
Yesterday, bro.
Yesterday. Yeah. Right. I'm here for a long time, man. If anything, niggas are here too early, man.
Yeah. I keep telling them. They niggas be, you know, 30 now, beer old.
Bro, we're not, bro.
Not yet.
Yeah.
Man, I still got it in me. Because, I don't know, man. I think, like, my sense of humor is going to change down the road. Right now, I'm talking about flipping, I don't know, young people shit. Tomorrow, I might be talking about gardening.
Yeah, real estate jokes can be crazy.
Trust me. Not even that. Just having that mindset that you have right now. And then like you said, you got malaria. You have malaria jokes now. Like, you go do anything, you're going to have those type of jokes. Mm. So traveling, you're going to have travel jokes when it's like, yo, I was alone, almost dying because I drank the water.
Mm-hmm.
But I have those jokes now. I'm like, all right, look, I can break this down a little
bit. Yeah, so, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, life's all about learning, man, really.
Yeah, that's what they say, man.
Applying. That's what they say, man, honestly. Yeah.
And you grow with people. I think people will just grow with you at the same time. Like, even, like, watching you guys do your Dougie, man. I grew up watching you guys do your thing, man.
I was
like,
Dougie.
It's the truth. So even like a lot of my sense of humor stems from what you guys been putting out on the internet.
Mm-hmm. Oh, real rap, man. Mm-hmm. Appreciate that, man.
Yes, sir. That's well, man.
Our shit was from other people. Not really on the internet, but
in real life.
More so like DVDs and shit at this time, like when we're starting, because YouTube was so like we started learning from other people while we're on YouTube as well. Like Deshaun Ross and shit. This one we're more so focused on like sketch, but like Hot Damn I Rock. This one King Batch was doing like sketch. Like sketch was so like it was huge at like early YouTube days, man. Mm-hmm. I do miss that era, but it was just so much to put into sketch.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, you know what I mean? We weren't really thinking about, oh, this is gonna blow up. It was just create it and make it and put it out there. Now everyone wants to blow up. And it's like, yeah, it's no rush, man. Like literally just
enjoy your shit, man.
Enjoy your shit.
It's like, yo, I want to blow up. What should I do? Like,
yes,
you should literally you shouldn't be doing what like gets you blown up. There's mm-hmm. no like there's no longevity in that. You grow tired of it.
Because after you blow up, blowing up is like niggas that peak in high school. You know?
Yeah. Yes. If you don't take the time. If you don't take the time to get it right, yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. You're just cool for no reason and shit, man. Mm-hmm. And yeah. Half the time you catch up with these guys and shit, man.
Yeah. You know how it is, man. You remember when you used to throw the rope?
Now you're the coolest guy, man.
There's a fucking geek with his belly out now. Do it, man. Like, some people don't have it figured out, man. I tell my niece and nephew, I'm like, yo, man, don't follow. I literally told the man yesterday. He was talking about, our nephew was talking about one of his friends at school and just saying, yo, he's so cool. I'm like, yo, chances are he's a loser, man.
A good chance, man.
You just have to be the contrarian.
I'm literally talking about another 5-year-old. He's a loser, bro.
And they ain't shit.
Yeah, man. But you gotta tell him. If someone was telling me this, like, back then, I just had a good filter on to say, okay, I don't know, something about that guy doesn't look too cool, but kids will look up to someone that's just like...
Yeah. You remember that shit? You got braids. It's like, yeah, that nigga got...
Oh, he's next got up, future. Man.
Yeah, yeah, he's next up for what?
Yeah. I don't know.
What they do, man. I remember even, like, graduating from high school, and like, I remember older heads from my block, they came to my graduation. Like, I had my mother there.
Yeah.
And a few of my cousins, but I really didn't expect niggas from my, like, hood to show up. And they showed up, and they were like, yo, man, I'm proud of you, bro. You weren't even supposed to be here. Mm-hmm. And I was like... I'm pretty sure I was supposed to be.
My name's there and shit.
That's it.
Yeah.
Anything I do, anything you do is like, it's like everything is so inflated. Like, man, yo, you got your license. I'm like, I can't believe you got your license. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I think I was supposed to get my license.
It's about time, man. Yeah. You know, 21 years old. About time I caught up. You got mainstream visions and shit? Are you...
Mainstream, yeah, man. I'm definitely like... I love stand-up, man. I think that's like my bread and butter and my passion. But yeah, I want to get into acting. Acting is it's harder than it looks, man. And then like... And writing as well. I love being in writer rooms and just... I enjoy sketch as well, indulging in sketch. So definitely those are my passions. I'm definitely using stand-up as like a catalyst to get me through these doors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's really about
With acting, you want to do comedic acting or like all types of acting?
I think comedic acting, like maybe to get my foot in through the door, because that's my language per se. And then work avenue into maybe drama.
Start dropping tears and shit.
Yeah.
I noticed you keep dropping these big words on us. What's that about?
Listen, man, I used to...
Catalyst. Intrigued.
I did my bachelor's in communications, man.
Bachelor's. He's communicating, man.
Communications. Nice.
Communications.
Whenever people come on here and they start dropping words, he be dropping words on sometimes. So I'm like, yeah, I got to start.
We the same guy.
Just wheel out a new word, though. But new words. Yeah, that's fine.
When
that's
you learn fine. A new word, man, honestly, man... Mm. I just go in on it, man.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, trust.
Y'all I go out of my way to use it. I used to.
For sure. Yeah.
Yeah, you got
especially when you know the sentence around it.
Yeah. Especially when it's like something you like. Mm. You're like, yeah, cool. I'm about to use this shit.
It's just like, oh, no, that's too catastrophic for me. Anyways. Lunch. Oh,
check the room, see who's impressed.
Yeah.
Catastrophic.
On my way to my domicile.
Domicile.
That's a base?
Yeah. Oh, nice, tell you, that's a good word, bro.
My domicile. Reach my domo.
So you got a bachelor's in communications.
Yeah.
And then when's that?
Hold on. Let me ask something. Was that like, what was the vision behind that?
So I was like, I was taking so many general arts courses for just mad long.
Yeah.
And then by the time I made it to the guidance counselor, I said, yo, so what could I really get for this shit, man?
Another year here.
It was kind of like, yo, it was like, it felt like I was putting a bunch of change on the table, and I was like, yo, what could this get me?
Putting a string of paperclip.
And they were like, yo, honestly, it looks like, it was like she was doing the tarot card reading, man. She's like, yeah. I feel like you could do
fucking nothing.
Jack shit.
Dog, that's exactly how I felt. I remember when I finished, approaching finish high school. I finished, but I was grade 12, maybe a couple months left. So I'm like, all right, man, here we are, man. Fucking 4 years of my life. Guidance counselor offer. I'm like, yo, what should I apply for? It's fucking on the desk.
Basically your prerequisites.
Says, man. They didn't do this, didn't do that.
Plumbing.
It's chop, bro.
Told me go do general general arts in college. I'm like, so you want me to pay to go do high school all over
it's
again?
Literally grade 13, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tough. Figure it out.
Yeah. Figure
pay,
it out.
Pay to figure it out along the way.
I said, I'm figure it out. Pay.
They got to do that shit from like ninth grade, bro. They got to show you the path.
Yeah.
If you know, like, but I feel like.
Bro, who knows?
But at least if you start thinking about it, like, I feel like it would set you up in a better place.
Nah,
at least,
man.
To like get the credit. Because sometimes you figure it out 12th grade, but you ain't take that 10th grade class.
Mm.
Can't Real do talk. It.
Bro, yeah. our before we get out of here, one of our friends, shout out Spins if you're watching, but one of our friends just kind of broke down like what he does and how he got there. And I'll save this for when he comes on here, but he basically got into a field where he didn't go to school for any of it. He literally just got it because he was a good person, knew what he was talking about to a certain degree, learned, picked up on all that. Truthfully, if I wanted to do anything in this world right now, I can probably do anything in production, probably do anything in, I can do anything right now. Mm-hmm. Literally with just like, okay, mm-hmm. if someone's willing to open that door and say, let me in, talk to you like that. That's it. This guy's good for it. Obviously, you got to prove yourself after you get in that door. But, I mean, even like Waleed to a certain extent, just talking about how he left Market. But Waleed didn't go to school to work at Market in that position. Like, you know, so this life's a trip, man. Everyone tells you what you need, tells you where to go and what to do. But at the end of the day, man, they don't fucking know. They're just telling you what they think they should be telling you, man. Yeah. Honestly. Mm-hmm.
True. We don't even know, man.
Beautiful though that way. I like
Beautiful,
it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it that way.
World is your oyster.
It sucks,
man,
when you're trying to figure it out and you don't know yet because you feel like, oh, mm-hmm. I have to follow that shit. But when it gets there and it clicks, it's like, okay.
But that's my problem. Everyone tries to act like they know. Mm-hmm. It's okay not to know. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not saying be out there, like, you know what I mean, not knowing this shit forever because don't
can't
get
be
comfortable
okay
with
not
knowing.
Yeah.
But, like, it's fine not to know. There's a little, you know what I mean?
Gray area, yeah.
A little gray area there, when did you figure like out like, okay, I'm about to go into like stand up? Because you said you got your bachelor's and then
mm-hmm.
like, where was like stand up? Yeah,
I put the rock down. I put school away. Like I was
basketball. I'm like, yeah, the rock.
You're selling rocks.
I'm like, wait, what rock?
I knew that.
I was just doing. I was just doing bare stuff, man. I was doing a lot of things in my life half-assed. I was doing school half-assed, ball half-assed, comedy half-assed, YouTube half-assed, relationships half-assed.
Yeah.
Everything. So I was like, yo, if I could dedicate 5 years of my life where I could do, you know, the 5 years of my life to something I want to do for the next maybe 30, 40, then I could be in a better place. Yeah. And then I know, and that's the same as school, really. Mm-hmm, you know, you dedicate 5 years of your life. And then you hope to get a job, and niggas don't even get that.
Yeah.
You
know? Yeah.
After five years, you just stand there with your paper. Niggas.
This is crazy.
Light me up, man. Work-wise.
Yeah, man. And then you'd be like, yo, you guys told me that I could. So I'm like, I'd rather take that initiative, and taking that initiative has helped me for the better, I guess.
That's so crazy, man. Yeah. That's so crazy.
Real rap. Everyone wants to do 10 things. And we even felt it, too. Like, just coming up and wanting to do, like, mostly lived in the world of content, but just wanted to do different types of content consistently. I'm like, okay, we're doing sketches, vlogs, talk show, this, that. Especially like back then, we had there's no way of managing that on a consistent basis. So just every channel is just inconsistent now.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I mean, fucking lock in on this random order show and actually like, you know what I mean, have something really consistent.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that way you
can
be
helps.
Good, man.
Good at something. Yeah. And then, and then everything else, now that you're good at this, especially in the content world, you have an audience that's like willing to, you know,
travel with you to
things.
Another
exactly.
place where you
exactly
because I like even I remember I was talking to this girl and she was like I want to be a doctor. That's what she said, she want to be a doctor. I'm like, oh, okay, you want to be she's studying, she's in med school. She's like, yeah, I'm trying to retire at 35.
Really, man?
So I'm like, yo, do you really want to be a doctor? You know what I mean?
Because that's where you're not even a doctor.
That's
at 35.
That's, you don't even start really making money at 30 until like 35.
Yeah,
really
yeah.
So like,
yeah
and you don't really want to help people.
Yeah,
you know what I mean,
they just want it for the money. Yeah, what that's a good point.
Most doctors, the good doctors that I know, my family doctor, this nigga's freaking, he's like hunched over. Got a, but he's still in the
pay back OSAP.
Yeah.
Grinding off OSAP. Soon paid off.
You can just get off the phone with him. All right, man, fuck. I'm on a patient. I'm looking at this nigga, man. He has malaria. His ass is up. He's on his phone, man.
This is a case that's going to pay off.
Man, shit, man,
this is the one, man.
Yeah. My big break. So I got malaria.
Yes.
Get to that bag.
Shit, man. It's been
Yeah.
A very swell episode, man.
Facts.
Yeah. Yes, yes, man.
Definitely got to get you back because I feel like we didn't get to get through half of the shit.
Yeah,
had in my head, but,
bro,
but,
man. Shout out Mr. Beast, man.
Dripped out. Man.
That's tough, God, bro. Yeah. That's tough. Honestly, next time you come back, we may have to get you this exact fit.
And I'm coming.
All of us in there, yeah.
And I need the Nissan too, man. Fuck is you saying?
This episode's dropping in May. So if you can think ahead, if you think there's anything or in general that you want to send to people to.
Anything I got to plug in May. Nah, man. My name is Hassan Fills, man. Feel free to follow me on Hassan Fills at whatever my name.
Go find that shit. Yeah, go find that shit, dog. Listen, man. Super swell episode. Y'all know what you got to do, man. This has been the Random Order Show, episode 138.
Yeah.
Drop a 5-star stunner rating. Apple Podcast, Spotify. Drop a red hot review. Amen. RandomOrder.org. Got red hot content. Snapchat show. Goddamn merch and shit. All types of stuff, man. We in there, man. Getting down and going up, man. Amen. I'm Ray Hassan. You know, I've been through all the ups and downs and shit. Live life experiences. Mm-hmm. I need you to lead the people with something, man. Something.
Right into the camera, man. We're
just,
not here.
Just inspire. Play the inspiration music, man.
Yeah,
right now,
the people, man. Go ahead.
Yeah. Keanu's still going.
Mm-hmm.
Let it brew.
Mm-hmm. He got his bachelor's in communication,
so he's finna light it up,
something,
man.
Right now, too.
Yeah, that's it.
The people,
man.
Y'all going home, man. He gonna take it away. Go ahead,
man.
He been
communicating for 5 years.
Yeah, he got it right now.
Beast mode.
Holy.
Niggas on the screen like, what were we supposed to do with that?
We said beast mode.
Did you put a picture of that nigga out?
Beast mode.
Put my face on him.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.